Salmon and the Snake, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. There have been so many opinions rendered about the fate of salmon and their possible extinction. Something that always comes up as a potential contributor to their demise is damming rivers, because it's difficult, if not impossible, for salmon to traverse a dam. Such is the case with the mighty Snake River, which rises in western Wyoming and runs into the Columbia River in Tri-Cities, Washington. I talked about this issue with Rob Rich, who is with Shaver Transportation Company and is an expert on many aspects of the Snake.
The removable spillway weirs, which give a big fish slide for the downstream fish, for the fish transport that runs from late April through the middle of August by barge and trucking after that. The fish survival through our navigation lock system is roughly 96% to 97%. It's an incredible survival rate that the Corps of Engineers have been working on steadily since the dams went in. Continual improvement, taking a hard look at the science behind fish survival and what it takes, and not stopping with that kind of development. I can't say what the fish survival rate was prior to the dams being here. I don't know that that was actually something that people were taking into effect, but with natural predation, with droughts, with ultra-high flows, there had to have been fish losses prior to the dams being here. What we do know is that the Corps of Engineers, along with their partners on the river, have done an incredible job of bringing that number up well into the upper 90s, and we're very proud of that.
And that's good news for all of us who love to fish for and eat salmon. Sportsman Spotlight.